Congress reached a $915 billion budget deal this weekend to keep the government in operation for, well, another 9 months at least. Republicans are celebrating several provisions in this deal, including a $31 billion in discretionary spending cuts and a block on regulations that would force consumers to buy more expensive CFL light bulbs like these instead of the more traditional incandescent bulbs. But did the budget deal really cut those $31 billion? And why are light bulb companies like GE and Philips unhappy with this Republican move to block new regulations? Here to enlighten us, Peter Suderman, associate editor of Reason Magazine. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. The Republicans say, look, the Republicans say we have $31 billion in actual cuts, but what do they actually refer to?
So what they're talking about here is a deal that was reached over the summer during the debt limit showdown. If you remember this big fight that Congress had, Democrats and Republicans in Congress, they fought over the debt limit, whether or not we're going to raise the debt limit. So one of the parts of the deal that they made was that, okay, for the coming year, we are going to reduce discretionary spending by about $31 billion over in 2012 versus what it was in 2011. So that's a real cut in terms of discretionary spending. But in terms of the overall federal budget, which is more like $3.7 trillion, it's not really a cut here. The federal budget is going to keep expanding, keep growing. And the biggest parts of the federal budget aren't even discretionary spending. They're what's called mandatory spending, mostly Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the big entitlements.
So why call it a cut? Does it just sound good?
Well, most of the time when we talk about a cut in Washington, we're not even talking about this kind of cut where at least the discretionary spending is going down a very, very small amount. Most of the time in Washington, when we talk about cuts, what we're actually talking about is a reduction in the spending increase. And so in this case, it's in some ways more true than it usually is, but it's still not true. I mean, we're still going to be spending more. The federal government's still going to be spending more. That's the plan going forward.
Interestingly, contained within all of this, in the underbelly, if you like, Republicans scoring a victory essentially by blocking new light bulb regulations. So why are the companies, GE, Philips and so on, so upset about this? What's going on here?
So those regulations were efficiency regulations. Basically, they said that unless your light bulb lasts a certain amount of time, unless you know sort of it meets these federal efficiency standards, it's not you're not going to be able to sell that light bulb. And so the biggest light bulb makers, of course, said, "Okay, we see an opportunity here," and they designed plants and bulbs, you know, to sort of to create bulbs that live up to these standards, and they built their business around this. Understanding that bulbs that didn't meet those standards that would be cheaper and produce light that in many people prefer, that those bulbs would be illegal. And so now that they're upset that they've built these business plans around regulations rather than around creating products that compete well in the market, and the government has sort of gone back on what it said it was going to do. I mean, you can't be in favor here of what of the big company's position on this, but you do have to feel a little sorry for them, given that that you know sort of they were promised that their competitors who might be creating cheaper bulbs were going to be held at bay, and now the government's like, nope, not doing that.
Yeah, I'd be mad too, I think. But let's just talk about the budget debate overall. This has been, without a doubt, one of the most miserable years for getting anything accomplished in Washington. I mean, the super committee and its lack of doing anything super at all was really emblematic, don't you think, of what has become of Washington and quite rightly the scorn of the voters out there who truly believe that nothing gets accomplished on Capitol Hill.
I mean, you have to look at Congress in some ways like a marriage, an unhappy marriage between Democrats and Republicans, except it's really two unhappy marriages. Democrats in, on one side of Congress, Democrats on the other, the House and the Senate. And then they've got these two couples, both of which kind of hate each other, have to figure out how to work together. And that's why things don't happen very often. That's why we end up with these sort of mammoth, showdowns over the debt limit that we had this summer. That's why we end up with a super committee that as expected, does nothing. It's why we end up with these sort of, you know, terrified last-minute budget deals. Are we going to make sure that doctors get paid? Are we going to, you know, cut $31 billion or not? Are we going to extend the payroll tax, the payroll tax cuts? Whatever it is, so it's incredibly dysfunctional. And I think what's happening here is that, you know, Congress is finally waking up to the fact that they have to account for, they have to pay for all of the promises that they have made over the last 10, 20, 30 years, all these decades of spending more and spending more and spending more and calling it spending cuts, calling it spending reform, whatever.
Yeah, I think people just throwing their hands in the air saying, kick all the bums out, as they say. All right, Peter Suderman with Reason Magazine, Associate Editor. Peter, thank you very much. Interesting stuff.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Wall Street would love another big gift from the Fed in time for Christmas. Why not? Will they get it, though? Find out next from Chatwood Capital President Ed Butowski.